Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Toledo Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 61, and this is part two to our episode, The Chemicals We Use. But episode 61 is the healthy alternatives to the chemicals-based products that we use every day. And these healthy alternatives, trust me, is like the health retriever and the counteractor to all of the chemicals in the products that we use daily. And it's so funny that when I started to do and investigate and research further into a lot of these chemicals, you would never know that simple things that we use daily is laden with these harmful, damaging chemicals that have long-lasting effects later on in life, where our body cannot kind of fight off a lot of the things like how we used to when we are younger. And because we've used it for so long, we'll have these developing issues that will cause more havoc and more harm and harder to get rid of. But the good side to it is that even though we may have used it for a long time and then they have long-term effects as we get older, some of them can be altered by stop using them. Just by stop using that particular item, find an alternative to it, and then you'll find out maybe there's some issues that you might have developing or going on, and it totally disappears. Now, I'd like to start off today's episode with a few positive words. And this is a poem it's a quote written by a woman by the name Christy Turlington. And it says, "When you are balanced and when you listen and attend to the needs of your body, mind, and spirit, your natural beauty comes out." These words are very simplistic, but even though they may be simplistic, each one makes sense. If we just become in tuned and attend to the needs of how our body functions, our mind functions, and how our spirit seems to gravitate towards certain things, then we need to listen to it. And when we listen to it, you know, with all of the other natural resources around us, everything tends to become a little balanced or more balanced. Okay, I like to start off saying that I went into my bathroom and I started to kind of pick through some of the things that I have in my bathroom. And I am an advocate for hand washing. My job, I have to wash my hands like every 5 minutes. And I would say every 3 to 5 minutes that I have to wash my hands. So I have to have certain things to my availability. And the two things I have to have to my availability is soap and a good lotion, hand lotion. In going into my bathroom, I looked at the soap that I have. Now, I thought this soap was a pretty good soap, and I thought that it attended to all my hand washing needs. As soon as I turned it over and looked at the ingredients, the first ingredients that I came across was PEG. PEG is one of those chemical compounds that I was telling you about that tend to wreak havoc on the system. And the PEG product that I mentioned, it is laden with a petroleum base. And it is the compound that tends to give certain liquid items, a more thickening aspect, a softening, you know, if you want your hands to be soft. But it contains 1-4-dioxin. 1-4-dioxin, like I said, is very potent, and it is connected to having respiratory problems. It's connected to having skin issues. And they're located in baby products, skin, hair, and body care products. Even the lens cleaner that you use for those who do contact lenses. Now, I mentioned that there's alternative to a lot of these. So you know what I did? I tossed the soap. Yes, I tossed the soap, and I got the opportunity to replace the soap, hand washing soap, with a natural alternative. Now, the natural alternatives that you have to look in all the soaps that you want to use, let's start with hand washing, is anything that is aloe vera based. That is one of the natural contents, and it should be like the first or the fourth ingredient in whatever you're using. Because usually anything before aloe vera is either water or sterile water or something like that. But it must be aloe vera based. And remember, any natural product that you have, the natural content must be the first to the fourth, first, second, third, or fourth ingredient in that product to it to be considered healthy. Also, to get away from the PEG compounds in hand soaps or in any hand product, is also to use something that have hyaluronic acid, which is a good agent as well. And then also any natural emollients that can be put in the product that will consider it to be natural. I tossed it. I no longer use this particular soap. I even went underneath my cabinet, underneath the sink, and took out a lot of the hand soaps that I have underneath there. And I have a variety of them. And I started to go through the ingredients. Now, mind you, a lot of you might have to either put on your glasses, get a magnifying glass, or get anything that would expand the words in these ingredients, because they're written so small that you can barely see it. So there you have it. Remember, anything that has PEG compounds that is located in your hand soaps are either petroleum. Either petroleum based, and there are for thickening and softening agents. Now let's start with another compound. Like I said, the number 1-4 dioxin, which is located in personal care products, shampoos, facial cleansers, body wash, baby bath, bubble bath, and liquid hand soap. They are banned in Canada. Canada, of all places, are banning 1-4 dioxin in all of their products. Now, the alternative to 1-4 dioxin are anything organic, certified organic, hand soaps, body washes, body baths, personal care, shampoo, facial. Anything that's organic, certified organic, is an alternative to the 1-4 dioxin. Also, if you're using any foaming agent, now today they have a lot of hand soaps that are either, you know, regular hand soaps or foaming hand soaps. They're saying that the foaming hand soaps, natural foaming hand soaps, are better to use with that are organic based and are from a certified organic or natural company. The foaming agents in there are better with those hand soaps. Of course, I went out and I did find a hand soap and I bought the foaming one. Smells great. Of course, I turned it over, looked at all the ingredients, and found out that this particular hand soap has none of the chemicals that I have mentioned in part one of my episode. And it really, really makes a difference. I don't find that my hand is as slightly itchy like it usually is. Now the other one is DEA, TEA, and NEA chemicals. And I cannot pronounce these long words. Diphenylamine. Anyway, the DEAs, usually they break it down and put DEA, TEA, or MEA as a list of chemicals under those three acronyms there. Also, like I said there, this particular chemical is also banned in the European Union. That means all of Europe. Now, the alternative to this particular chemical is natural products that are either beeswax, vegetable wax, lecithin, or plant sources. And Castile soaps is one of the number one products that is the alternative to these. Castile soaps, any natural sulfurants, any soapworts, that's SOAPWART, and cocoa glycerides. These are the alternatives to the DEA, TEA, and MEA, natural alternatives. Now we go on to the dimethicons. And this is located in your serums, your makeups, your moisturizers, and your acne products. The alternative, natural alternative to this particular chemical is shea, cocoa, and mango butter. Well, we know shea butter has a tendency to do so well within a lot of products that we use. So shea is number one, cocoa, and mango butter. These three butters are a great natural alternative to the dimethicon chemical. Also, anything that has natural occutive, that means anything that combines ingredients, works just as well. Then you have jojoba oils, which also gives that soft, smooth effect that a lot of people want when applying these lotions and these moisturizers and these soaps and makeups on their skin. Now we have the next chemical, which is the dreaded formaldehyde. And this is located in your hair dyes, your shampoos, your nail polish, and your straightening products for those who straighten their hair. But for us who, for those who have natural hair, you know, the shampoos and so on. The natural alternative to formaldehyde is any natural preservatives like vitamin E and certain essential oils. Also, they have something called grapefruit seeds. And these are antioxidant, antioxidant options for the use of formaldehyde chemicals. Look for them in your products because I know there are a lot of people that use nail polish and a lot of people who use hair dyes and shampoos. Formaldehyde, it causes more problems in the body than you can particularly think about. And it bothers me to know that, they use this type of chemical inside products that are very harmful to people, but we use it unknown to a lot of these things that's being done. Now, it's also being banned in Japan, Sweden, European Union, and Canada. They refuse to use formaldehyde in many of their products, especially in the nail polish that a lot of people use. Now we're going to go on to the next chemical, which is heavy metals. And there are heavy metals located in a lot of these products as well. And these heavy metals are banned in Canada, Japan, European Unions, and some United States. Some states do ban heavy metal in their products. Now, the natural alternative to those chemicals are you have to know and purchase your items from trustworthy natural brands. Brands that you know that once you do your research that they use natural products, natural chemicals, natural additives, preservatives in their products. So they have to be trustworthy. So, you know, a lot of things that we do, even when we eat things, we have to be a little leery about where they are derived from, where, how they're made, how they're processed. Also, heavy metals are located in sunscreen. Now, I bought some sunscreen because we did a trip and we were going to be out in the sun a lot. And believe you me, I researched this sunscreen before I even purchased it. And I found out that this particular sunscreen works very well. It gives a lot of protection against the UV rays and it's natural. So look into that. But the sunscreen, the most important item in the sunscreen should be titanium dioxide, which is a natural, believe it, titanium is a metal, but it's a natural derivative that doesn't cause damaging effect, and it is located in sunscreens. So that's one of the things you must look for as far as a natural alternative to sunscreen. And anything that's non-nano, N-O-N hyphen N-A-N-O. And then also, you know, it's everything. You read, and you check your labels for the ingredients to make sure that you're purchasing the right stuff. Then you have the MIIs. The MIIs are, it's a long name. They're methyl solidolones. And the alternative to these are vitamin E and essential oils. Tea tree, as you know, is one of the major ingredients that is helpful. If tea tree is located in a particular item, you can bet your bet majority of the time it's natural. But like I said, it has to be the first four ingredients in your product for it to be considered natural. Then you have your parabens. Everything has it free from parabens. Not necessarily so. A lot of things may say that, but then they still have traces of parabens from something else that has parabens in it. The alternative to parabens is vitamin E and also essential oils. So essential oils and vitamin E is also the basics of a lot of these things. And, you know, parabens is also banned in Denmark. And you shouldn't use anything that has parabens on children younger than 3 years of age because they have a hard time in warding them off, warding off some of the effects of some of what these chemicals can do. And parabens are connected to find cancer in breast tissues. They mimic estrogen in the body, and they lead to impaired fertilities or fetal development. Anything that's water-based, like I said, the sunscreens as well, and they're water-based for hair, body, and skin. Just look out for them, my listeners, because I want to keep everyone under the natural essence of things. And then you have your petrol ingredients, which is banned across the European nations. The alternative to using anything that has petroleum in it is cocoa, shea, mango butters, and healthy emollients. Now, you have non-toxic alternatives as well, which is a lot of these natural essential oils and butters. And believe you me, they work wonders. Alba is one of the products that you can use, and they use RMS cocoa cream in a lot of their products to mimic or give the same effect as petroleum ingredients. Now you have your pathylates. Pathylates is also banned in the European Union, all of Europe. And these are like as in your nails, nail polishes, your hairsprays, your perfumes. And pathylates have a tendency to affect your endocrine disruptors. You know, anything with your endocrine system, it has a tendency to have some damaging effects. And also to fertility and fetal development. And pathylates are also located in your lipsticks. For women who wear lipsticks, they're in there. Now, the natural alternatives to those are natural fragrances and ingredients, and they come from natural sources and essential oils. So look out for these things. Then you have your sodium lauryls and sodium sulfates, which we also use in stripping agents. They tend to strip your natural oils from your skin, facial cleansers, body washes, bubble baths, and toothpaste, and also in baby bath soaps. And when you're talking about these things or these chemicals being used on the children, there's an issue with that. Now, the alternative to that is Castile soap. Now, I've heard some people say Castile soap is a bit drying. It may be a little dry when you, after you use it, but it doesn't strip the skin of natural oils, because the skin may be dry, but then the natural ingredients will still promote the skin to produce some oils to kind of moisturize naturally the body. And you might have to apply some other extra moisturizers, natural moisturizers to the skin to give it that more hydration, to facilitate the body to produce more moisture to the layers of the skin. Now we also have the artificial colorants, which we know is in a lot of products. And the natural alternatives is to use mineral pigments, plant-derived dyes. And if you're not sure about where the color comes from, go to the website of that particular product and you check your packaging. Now, I spoke to you about artificial colors. And the acronyms to that is FDNC, followed by a color and a number, like FDNC red number 40, or FDNC yellow number 3, that kind of a thing. Look for those things, because those are the problems. Those are the chemicals that these artificial colors are containing. And they are petroleum-based, and they contain heavy metal. And they also contain a lot of chemicals that are from other chemicals. So you need to look for those. And like I said, the alternatives are plant-derived dyes. Now, the other thing I did speak about, sunscreens. Sunscreens, you have to be very particular about sunscreens, because a lot of them are synthetic. And we're coming up to the warmer weather where we're outside more and the kids are playing outside more. And adults seem to be more interactive in the sun. Now, we have to be careful about that, because these synthetic sunscreens, we think they are protecting us from the UV rays, but they're not. They are less protecting us. That's why you notice that the numbers go higher and higher every year, because they're not protecting us. There are actual natural products that do a better job or fare better than the products that have the chemical based. Now, if you want to purchase some of these sunscreens that are natural, there are a few of them that are on the market that work very well. And like I said, I picked up one and two, one for the kids and one for the adults, that had a tendency to work very well. The kids did not get sunburn at all. But the basic product, natural ingredients in these sunscreens is to look for is zinc oxide and titanium oxide. These, like I said, are the natural ingredients and alternatives to the chemical sunscreens. The zinc oxide and titanium oxide can give you a coverage between 2 and 20%, depending on how much you use. The more you use, the more the percentage of coverage from the UV rays. Almond oil give you SPF coverage of 5. Cocoa or coconut oil give you a SPF coverage between 4 and 6. But the highest one was red raspberry seed oil as a natural sunscreen that gives you a SPF of 50. Shea butter gives you an SPF of 4 and 6. And carrot seed oil gives you a SPF of around 35 to 40. Now the last one is the triclosan. That chemical seemed to be very potent, and like it's located in so many things: hand soaps, toothpaste. It contains chloroform and 1-in-4 dioxin, and they're also banned from all of the European, Japan, Canada, and Denmark countries. Now, the alternative to those is just basically wash your hands, because they mostly come in hand soaps, hand sanitizers, makeup, deodorant, shaving cream, aftershave lotion, and facial cleansers. So we're asking that you look for those chemicals in these products and just wash your hands, please. There you have it, my listeners. There's the rundown of the natural products to the alternative products to these chemicals that's being used in your everyday products. And what I find out is that I basically am going through the stores and looking for these things and making a list of them for my own personal use. And I want you to do the same. So this is Taliba Johnson giving you the best that I know naturally. And this is Natural Vibes. And if you have any comments, hit me up on my past Natural Times and we'll talk about it. And until then, you have a natural day. See ya.